For those who don't know, I used to rap a long ass time ago. And since I'm judging people and giving out low numbers, high numbers, whatever it may be, I figured it's only right if I throw some of my verses on here. Now, the first verse y'all hear is just going to be a verse I made for my podcast intro. So it ain't nothing all that serious, but you can judge that motherfucker, you feel me? And then the second verse is going to be something I made when I went from frustrated to a goofy mood. And yeah, I laid that down. So y'all can rate my shit too. Fuck it. Like I say, it's your homeboy Cuff. Come catch these waves.
Surfing podcast. I'm on some other shit, constantly giving content. Other niggas just came and went. My ex bitch was light skinned, like the whip. I switched the tent. Said I got a podcast. This bitch think he's fresh and fit. Everything made me stand out. Never needed a handout. Podcast high demand. While they saying I'm the man now. Tommy's coming in. Brain surfing say I'm too legit. The brain surfing podcast on Instagram. Like a pic. Hey.
Yo, what's going on, world? It's your homeboy Cuff.
And your girl Mika.
With the Brain Surfing Podcast. Rating Artists Part 3. First artist is Bills. Song called Boys in the Hood. Come catch these waves. Best friend died like Ricky. Just popped the app, I'm stitchy. That shit just had my pain. I smiled for nothing. Ain't been no happy days. I told my woman, I don't care if you leave or stay. When game was slatting, I slid you stay. Still looked at you the same. I still saw you as game. You and my brother, we been through some things. Never thought it all, you be the one become a snake. Never thought it all, you be the one become a J. Boys in the hood. Me and my niggas, we just boy from the hood. I swear my niggas, we just boys in the hood. Hey. Rain, please go away. Lonely Quay.
I say out of the 5-6 songs I heard of him so far, at this point, this is probably my least favorite song. It's okay. It's decent. It's all
right. Well, y'all know how I feel like. Well, if you haven't thus far, y'all should know how I feel about songs like this. It's no for me. That's all I got. It's a no. I gotta explain why this ain't my build a life type of music. Does not mean it's a bad song. Not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, not for me.
Yeah, the song decent. It's not nothing I would listen to.
I still saw you as gang. You and my brother, we been through some things. Never thought it all, you be the one become a snake.
Now this the one I can really feel how you say the younger crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely see the teenagers and shit rocking with this one hard for sure.
And I get it. These kids, they friends dropping like flies. So,
right.
I mean, relatable.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I give it a four.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a, I kind of agree. I damn near want to say a four. I'm gonna give him a five. It's a cool song. Nothing I listen to though.
Yep. No.
Only 50 free trap. Happy birthday, little bro.
Does he remind you of anybody?
A couple people, yeah, come to mind. A lot of the 2010s melody rappers.
Nowadays can't get my trust away. Yeah, I'm afraid. Free trap, I'm counting days. The love they show me fake straight in my face. I don't care.
What would you think his audience would be? Like, what age group? Just based off this first song you heard of him, but what age group do you think his audience would be?
Uh, Never thought it out. Early 20s, like 18 and 25.
Right. Okay.
Overall, I like the vibe of the song.
Yeah.
I'm not, I haven't been paying as much attention to the lyrics, but nothing, no bars really hit me like that, I would say.
Right. So, it's like a good song, but nothing that like stands out crazy.
Right.
I agree. So what would you rate this song 1 through 10?
The bars are kind of basic, good melody. You know what he's doing with his voice. That's
right.
Okay. I would just, my advice to him is just to be like, I get what you're trying to do now, but try to be you a little bit more, stand out.
Right.
And like, you can take, because every artist that has ever made music has been influenced by somebody.
Yeah, hell people. Yeah.
So, but they all got their own little twist to it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know?
And I feel you. And you know what? Honestly, I didn't really think of it that way, but he probably should look for something to make him stand out from the other artists who do this same type of sound. I feel you on that for real.
Yeah.
All right. So for this next song, we got Dre. The song is called Hopkins Traffic. Not gonna lie to y'all, seeing the title is kind of funny because Hopkins is a city outside of Minneapolis. Minneapolis is an actual hood. So a song called Hopkins Traffic, you know, kind of a suburb area. It's funny, but it's to be talking about though. 169, come back, I'll be there in 10 minutes, that's for sure. Take a left on the 7, pull up at the shop. I can't post it, a stain, then I gotta go. I slide through the west side of Hopkins at Casablanca. I'll be posted up at the stone. If you know me, you know me from Oxford. If you know me, you don't want no problems. In them trenches with goons and that dogs. Beat go hard for sure. Had to watch for the snakes and the snitches. They was waiting and hoping I slip up. Niggas sneak this and tell them to speak up. We ain't doing no internet beefing. Drop a Addy, my nigga, let's link up. It ain't nothing, no bluffing. You know how I'm coming. I slept in the car with a newborn. Now I'm up, they can't ask me for nothing. I was down when they counted me out. They calling me looking for handouts. Man, you won't get a chance to owe me. I'm kicking at you like Ginobili. Yeah, I'm sticking and moving, get out me. If it's up there to pick you a coffin. I'm kicking this shit like Ginobili. Ginobili usually got like punchlines and metaphors about being left-handed, but alright. Your shirt and your shoes. You see how I'm styling. I'm on the island watching your ass on the news. Don't get it confused, cause I'm really active. Get put on the shirt with your family. See, I'm really from out of that section. It ain't nothing but untamed animals. The jungle, lying on antelopes. Mufasa, you niggas is Billy Ghost. Man, I just got a call. I was way over North here to take me a trip up 394. Southbound on the 169. Call back, I'll be there. Goats will kick the shit out of you. Just keep that in mind, y'all. Posted up at the stove. I got my foot on their necks. Yeah, that's pressure. I ain't letting up. They better give me respect. The shit they been saying ain't adding up. They wanna know who in the whip. But the tent say fuck you. Yeah, I keep it on me. I don't trust you. If you move too fast, I might bust you. If you talk too much, I gotta. Yeah, this shit straight though. This shit straight for sure. He got some cool bars. It ain't nothing like original or nothing that I would go to look for to listen to. Once again, I done said it a few times, but. All in all, the song cool, got a decent little visual too, so make sure y'all look up Dre Capone, Hopkins Traffic, directed by Nightfall. I'm strictly here for the business. My ears the only thing chilling. I'm straight off the top like a thought. My pockets, they look like a vault. You pillow talk cause you soft. I rarely ask what the cost is. I'm counting money, sipping cold syrup. Dropping out your baby mama crib. Stash your peas in her mama crib. I'm just a dog roof. I let them dogs loose. Now watch younger run them bands up. If you broke, it's hard to understand us. We too flat, it can't land us. Galaxy vibe, Samsung. Now tell them boys they better man up. I got blue faces in a stash box. I've been a hustler. Galaxy vibe, Samsung. That was hard right there. All right, that song was cool. I rate that a cool 6, 6.5. Cool track for sure. All right, so this next song is Young Tufa, song title called Verbal.
I just look in the process. Shit, I ain't gonna lie, the name is given could have been, but
yeah, my...
How you spell that? T-O-O-F-A.
Yeah. Didn't make. He went hard on the file, so they hit him with the flake. Took him out the game, now they seeking retaliation. When this shit gon' end, till I'm the last one blazing. I'ma roll him back to back, eyes low like an Asian. Yeah, I'm from the muck, but you know the three raised me. Henny in my cup, they don't need no chaser. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man.
I ain't feeling this one, man. Young Tufa.
He feeling himself, though. Young Tufa gives me the demeanor that he think he that nigga.
Yeah, I say this. We watching the video right now. Young Tufa definitely got the confidence for sure.
Love that for him.
Definitely got the confidence for sure. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so shout out to Juicy once again. Could have been this nigga definitely ride for you, die for you. All that shit. Yeah. He belonging, could have been. That nigga, so he feel himself so much, he said, fuck having a homeboy in the video or nothing. This is me. What the fuck? Oh, okay, I lied. He got a. Get dope, nigga. Beef him. Oh. Nigga. She on go, nigga. Can't be worried about these whole niggas. Get more skrilla. Came out the jungle with bears, snakes, and gorillas. And with that tongue wrestling, yeah, we coming to get ya. For thinking shit sweet. Y'all make sure y'all go check out Young Tufa video.
Young Tufa verbal.
Mm-hmm. Because I got locks. Get the song.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. We gonna move on from Young Tufa. Like, I ain't even trying to be funny and shit. But, yeah, I'm gonna be even more straightforward this episode. And I don't know, Young Tufa, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Send me some more music, man. Maybe you got something better. But I'm gonna give this a cool,
two.
I be trying not to be mean, fuck, but yeah,
how's
man.
That being mean?
Nah, it's honest. It's honest,
he
man.
He sent it for people to hear. This man got this on YouTube, so check the comment section. Somebody probably has said, dude, this man got his shirt. Don't worry about it.
Shout out Drewski, Put It Man Records. You know what it is.
I think it's Juby now because he and Ruby Rose are a thing. That's what I seen on the internet. Yeah, you go ahead.
So this next song, go ahead, my bad.
Oh no, go ahead. I just was.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah, once again, that was Young Tufa with Verbal Altercations. I said verbal at first. The song is called Verbal Altercations. I'll
tell your bitch. This is garbage.
Man, bro. But in the video, he looks super confident, don't he, though? He looked confident, like he's feeling this, though.
You gotta be. I got hands and I got bands and I'll put them on your face. These niggas, they on Instagram, they acting like they pop. He said he in these streets, ain't in these streets, he need to stop it. Bear, snakes, and gorillas. And with that tongue wrestling, you like the beat.
It's a cool little beat, yeah.
But sure. He could have went a lot harder, bro. I don't know who
Man, he could have went way harder. These niggas, they be snitching. Gotta watch your surroundings. You gotta stay up on your pivot. I wanna ask him how long he been rapping, but I look at him, he look grown as hell. So I'm assuming he been rapping for a good little minute, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe he around my age, so he still got a little bit of an old school flow kinda. And that's what's throwing it off. I also really ain't feeling the lyrics neither, but I mean, with the verbal altercations, I'm a
stretcher. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real. Fuck no.
Audio sounds best on Amazon Music or Spotify. I'm not sure what happened with the Apple audio, but check it out there. Thank you.
First of all, man, Travis Scott is a terrible.
It was like
person.
A GIF or something. Like it was just playing back and forth. Like just kept going. Like you can't
to get
even
into
like.
It. No,
The Louisiana teacher that admitted to feeding her students cupcakes that contain her husband's sperm.
And where's the Dave Chappelle?
The mixed reaction because I thought it was funny. I was like, wait, is Pat Bear really crying right now? No, Cat really kissing his girl?
Does it make you like harder to listen to his music? Is it like you view it differently? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't use the word hard,
y'all. Holy shit, bro.
So this next song is by your boy Bills again. Song called Yachts. Bills be sending his shit in, man. Y'all better get on y'all
it's
shit.
It's called Yachts.
Yachts.
Yeah. I don't like Yachts.
Yachts.
I just popped the apple, yeah, I needed that. I'm
gonna just say now, I can't relate. So.
Me neither. I'm gonna be honest with you, I can't relate neither.
But baby girl, on my beach, cause right now I need you back. So please don't turn me down, I'm just trying to fucking bounce. Got on scuba gown, bro, tonight I'm going down. Can I eat your pussy now? She knew I was off the shits, cause usually I just want around.
I say this, when it comes to bills, I can already see that he got a lot of music that I can see younger crowd fucking with, you know what I'm saying? And me being 38, the song Different, that shit got me. I'm like, oh, Bill, you know what I'm saying? He got some, and it's some more song I heard I fuck with too. But I ain't played this one yet until right now. And this is another one of those where I feel like the younger crowd, they'll fuck with it, but it's just not really for me.
I mean, and that's who he's supposed to be catering to, so.
Exactly.
Be great, young man.
I can't help it. I don't want niggas around you. Want niggas.
It'll be that whining and crying for me. I just.
You know, it's so funny. We be saying that at our age, but we used to have Keith Sweat. That was a little before us, you know what I'm saying? But our parents.
Exactly, but.
Used to love Keith Sweat.
Can't relate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed that. Never met a bitch who left, I need it back.
Nah, so, I mean, for your appeal to this young generation, love that for you. Use your platform for that. Continue to keep it going, Bills. But for me, I'm still going to give this a strong five. You know. It's not for me. It's all.
Just went around in another round, in another round. Made dizzy, I ain't fucking around. I just popped the apple, yeah, I needed that. Bitches on my top, they wanna freak me bad. Let them see the night, but they can't see the bag. Can't let them off this hit, I might eat it.
Yeah, not my type of shit. I get that a smooth five. You know what I'm saying? Cool song.
I like this song. Yeah, I fuck with this one too. I probably like this one a little bit more than the last one. And just damn, okay. He decent.
You can tell he know what he's doing for sure. How you say he not using his voice and shit? Yeah. How you said his music probably for like 18 or 16 or 25, whatever it may be. I agree with that. And me being 38, it's not the type of music that I really go to listen to. But to me, I think it's a good song, just not particularly my type of music.
But baby girl, I'm off these pills right now. I need you back.
Yeah, it's a vibe. My views on music is like, I don't know, sometimes you listen to music for lyrics, sometimes you listen for the vibe and the rhythm. Some people who are music nerds or rap hip hop nerds fucking disagree with that.
Nah, bro. You gotta be
Nah, the crazy shit is like,
you gotta be like this.
I'm a little bit of a music head. So I kind of feel that, but I've learned to appreciate the autotune and shit. Honestly, because of your ass. The Young Thug, because of you. That was you, or was it Avery?
Nah, it was, Avery, yeah, with the Young Thug.
Okay.
But, James put you on way more Young Thug
there
than
you
Avery,
go.
I would say.
There you go. But then, it started with Avery.
Yeah.
But then certain shit you listening to, it made me tap into some of this young shit a little bit more, and I learned to appreciate it more. And yeah, he got good vibe music. Once, like I say, it's not particular for me, but it's good music, though.
Yeah,
I like
there's music for different settings, bro. Like, I mean, you're not gonna sit this and be like overthinking it and thinking diagnosing the lyrics and whatnot. You're just gonna put it on when you with your lady driving around. It's late night, early morning type shit.
You know what?
Cleaning up.
I could see this song going hard, like also cruising through downtown. You know what I'm saying? The low end area going into downtown Minneapolis and shit with this plan. I could see this shit being a vibe, though. It's a vibe for sure. You're right about that. Made dizzy, I ain't fucking around. moving on, next artist is Break the Basics. The song is called Drive. It's on YouTube.
Hey, yo, y'all got to chill with these long-ass names. Well, goddamn. To the tracks to be this the that I cried to the beat, but they keep it driving. I'm climbing the reach, climbing the reach, and I can leave all the BS behind it. Still be on my grind, I'm still be on my promise. I'll breathe through the leaves where the eagles are sleeping, piecing together the dream I've been eating. Now breathe in time at the time, and it's live, and it seems that it's right to the beat. Like Derek, like this or something.
Low key, yes. Derek is our 10-year-old son, by the way. Yeah, I think he would like this for real.
Good message here, though. Okay. The magic moves, and I'm writing a fuse with it. I got no time for them choose. Anytime they use my influence, remove the noose and breathe life. So if y'all more into like the more serious, sounds like he's kind of aware of what's going on a more positive light. I like that.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. I like it. Maybe I'm just in time to wear the rust off. I might be nuts, but I'm rolling with my gun no longer solo. Crosses on the beat, basically, we've been patiently waiting on the pace of weeks. Rated up them takes, I got the 8-track. Heard you rap, man, it's HVAC. Said the next one was flame, but you came back with the same track. With your lame ass, I made the grade on it pass. Staying in my lead till the came to oh, shit.
You were running at Joe Budden, boy. Look at your little thirsty Joe Budden face.
My money is Joe Budden.
Like my budget ain't budget, so if you're running them Joe Buttons, it gonna come with a fee. Back to the beat, let it lean first.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about, but anyway. Yeah, I don't know, not my kind of shit. We kind of, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man, you know. I have a list of songs that I had not listened to, I'm gonna use for this episode. But because of how it's going so far, we gonna see how it go. It might turn up, you know what I'm saying? But because of how it's going so far, I might add more songs to it. Have to give y'all an episode longer than an hour. This right here, I give it a strong 4.
Yeah, I give him a strong 4.
Giving Wendy's today, 4 for 4s.
Now we can settle this like you got some.
Appreciate your time, nigga.
All right, so we got Oh Boy, Sneaky Link.
Mm-hmm.
Native's moisturizing lotion.
I can tell by his pose and that little still frame, he on some little naughty body freaky shit. Oh shit.
This sneaky link, she wanna come hop on my saddle. I drop a 6 in the moment, it's like a shadow. Mix it with the perky and call it razzle dazzle.
Hey, he's just in my commentary, guys. Say razzle dazzle. Rick James on a bitch, she's super freak. Got my thumb
in her ass finger. It remind me of Sada Baby so far.
You know what? I'm a little biased. I'd have told y'all. Sorry. I kind of be sold a little bit when they use remix songs. So, I'm either offended because I feel like it ain't that old and it makes me feel old, or I'm sold on this shit. Oh, I like this. They gonna be mad.
He said, I think your girl gonna like this one too. He said that.
Well, I think I like this. For everybody else, they're gonna be like, this bitch been giving out folk.
I drop a 6 in the moment, it's like a shadow. Mix it with the perky and call it
razzle dazzle. You know he's so mad.
Only hit her in a DM, she a sneaky link. Wet ass motherfucking pussy, hit her on a send her somewhere, man. My bitch is just serving some Clio.
He just sound like the side eye, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I like it. I give it a I give it a 6-7. I don't know. It's somewhere in between there.
Yeah, I'm giving it a strong 7. I like
yeah,
it.
I like it.
It ain't my kind of music, but I like it though.
Yeah. You gonna need a new tattoo. I'm the back shot bad boom. See my ass doing dumb shit.
If it came on, I'm definitely dancing and acting goofy with the kids and you know what I mean? Some shit like that, you know.
They're gonna be like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna hit that shit out. Yeah, shit crazy, man. The little commercial shit, yeah. But yeah, that song was Old Boy, song called Sneaky Link. That's on YouTube. Yeah, I'm fucking with that. Like, I don't know. It was a little, it was different. It was a little weird. Not my kind of music. And it's funny because he had the D12 shit.
That was smack that all on the floor.
Oh, it's Eminem. That, yeah, Eminem. Not D12. Eminem. My bad. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a little funny because of that shit. But all together, I fuck with that shit. This song is Mac Irv. Excuse my French.
He got a nice beard. It's just him on his cover art.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, okay. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your Instagram, girl? You so bad. Damn, you fine. Take a sip. Ease your mind. What's your name? This give me Wale vibes right off the bat.
Yeah, low key, yeah.
Well, the way he started his flow, rather.
Then you walk through the club, you caught my eye, you just my type. I'm by myself, you with your girl, you turn
it
back.
It gave me a lot of Wale vibes.
It's definitely Wale vibe, like a motherfucker.
A lot of Wale vibes.
It's my first time hearing this too, by the way. On the boat tonight can take advantage of your standards when you ain't it's over mine. I take your line, but we take our time, put your last to which you need closure. Until you do that, I just fall back, cause otherwise it's hard to move forward. Take a sip, eat your mind. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your Instagram, girl? You so bad, damn you fine. Take a sip. I fuck with Wale hard, you know what I'm saying? And it gives me a lot of Wale vibes. I can't lie, I'm fucking with this song.
Yeah, it's cool. I like Wale. It's so weird because even his tone of voice sounds like Wale to me.
Very close. He got a little more raspiness in his shit, but yeah. I know where you hear me. Still ain't no pressure. Don't even stress it. I know that life can get busy. Over the phone, I hear you smile. You seem like your head's in a better space. Say, I've been in your mind. You wanted to call. I tell you next time not to hesitate. I tell you my birthday is coming up. My homies be going to celebrate. If you ain't too tired, then you should slide. You said, okay, I'll see you tonight. You come through. We try to play cool, but we can't. It's obvious. I tell my bro, this might be the one. He say, you sure? I'm positive. Take a sip. Yeah, it's a good little vibe song. It's like, you know, I hate to keep saying it, but it's another one of them songs. If it come on, if I'm on listening to radio, which I barely do, but if I'm listening to radio when it come on, I let it rock. I like the song. I don't know if I ever would like go to play it. I may add it to a playlist if it come on. I let it play too, but I don't know if I ever would be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, turn that.
Who is this, Mac Irv?
Mac Irv, yeah. All
right, check this out, Mac Irv. If you do a video to this, same P D. I got a theory or whatever you want to call it. It's the wrong words. Go downtown at nighttime. This is good driving music. If you're going to do a video, have a little girl, your little whoever your female interest is in a song, downtown Minneapolis, summertime, nighttime, and do like shots, close up drive shots and like y'all outside, like that type of scene. I see that for you, sir. There you go.
I agree.
Like that type of vibe. It gives me that. And I'm from Chicago, so I would like drive down Lakeshore Drive, probably listen to this at nighttime on some cute shit and smoke.
Alright, so for this next... Oh, yeah, what would you rate that song?
Mac Irv, I fuck with it. I'm not gonna start too low today, y'all. I'm gonna give you a 7. 7.5. I fuck with it.
I'm gonna give that song... I think I agree. About a 7. Yeah, but I'm gonna give it a straight 7.
This next song is Bill's Wishes.
Tell me she love me, I ain't feel shit. Yeah, she lied. I cheated, we ain't been the same since. Cause I lied. Day and night. Late at night. I wake up wishing our love never died.
Y'all like the beat?
But once again, his music, it sounds like something that I've heard similar before, or just out here, similar or out here. It sounds like it's something I heard before. Like, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just he's very in tune, I guess, of the sound that's going on around. That makes sense. I think that makes sense.
I get what you're saying.
Told her I love her, she ain't feel shit. Guess I lied. She cheated, we ain't been the same since. Cause she lied.
Damn, my bad. A lot of fucking emotional music. He got a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying?
He on this Rod Wave Kane music.
There you go. There you
somebody,
go. Yeah.
Oh, who done broke this young man's heart? Because we're going to have to fuck her up. Tell your mama call me. Nah, but I mean, as long as this wave is trending, he definitely got great potential.
Yeah, he made good music. I don't think it's necessarily for us, but he made good music.
You better have that finger thingy up there on your little desk.
Told me she love me, I ain't feel shit. Yeah, she lied. I cheated, we ain't been the same since.
Bill said he get his shit out here by any means. Love that for you, that's a good hustle.
Late at night, I wake up wishing our love never died. Day and night, late at night, I wake up wishing she was by my side. Oh no, oh why, oh no, oh why.
That was Bills with Wishes. Okay, so this next artist is Oh Boy, song called Remember That, and this is on YouTube.
These niggas, they switched on. Upgrade the Glock, put a switch on. Upgrade the Chevy with Hemi kit. Now get off my cop, put your bitch on it. My chopper so big, I can lean on it. With a beam on it, and this ain't a 30, this a 100. Hit the fuck up the whole function. Better run up a bag and don't end the pack. Cause nothing but Zion is in me. Told nothing but hollows is in me. Militant, move like Saddam in the city. The hustler harvested in me.
I'm happy to say he ain't send me no bullshit. I'm happy about that.
I've been in these streets like these yellow lines. Run with the mob, I got several ties. At the round table, brunch in a lecture. Recompress it, then fuck up the extras. Got my foot on their neck, it won't let up. For a sec, now I'm back for the second. Matter of fact, I ain't even finished my breakfast. I hold up the rest and I'm ready.
The beat is your typical, like, little bob. I could do my little room too. It sound like something I kind of done heard before. That ain't bad. That's cool.
Calling your homie, your brody. How we dumping out the same bag and on the back end, try to back though. That's why I'm married to the money. I said my vows to celebrate it with a pound. Zero toleration for that folk nigga shit. See the envy through your smile. The cloth that I come from is different. I ain't seen it in a while.
You got a cool rap voice.
Yeah, you got a good tone and shit for sure, yeah.
Upgrade a clock with a stick on it. Find out you don't exist, homie. At the worst, then I get at your bit, homie. The top is so big, I can lean on it. Yeah, me stock with a beam on it. No sleeping on me like a craftmatic. I spit your block like a crack addict. At first he was stuck like he asthmatic. These niggas fold under pressure. Play D on your block like a pal. I wear the Glock like a pal. This Louis designed to be extra. Go for a sec now, I'm back.
I feel like low key, his bars get better as the song going on too.
Yeah.
Alright, that was cool. That was cool. It was nothing like nothing like super different or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I fuck with it though.
I mean,
that shit come walk and let it rock.
Took the wave of what's going on out here.
Yeah.
To me. Over the 5.5.
This next song is John Ray featuring Jazzy, Perk Hit.
Break this 20 down with me. Oh, you don't do Perk? Fuck it, I popped the whole thing then. That's cool.
I told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit.
When she ran it back. It don't matter, y'all know I like John Ray anyway. I'm fair as a bop anyway. He ain't missing me yet.
You give up this pussy, I beat your ass. Look me in my eyes while I eat your ass. Soon as she run, I go deeper in. Then spin her around while I keep it in. Fucked on that debt like we made it out. She told me
once again, I ain't even from here.
Choking her up like you shaking now. First she was looking back talking shit. I think she sound like an Asian now. Told her shut up cause I got it yelling. Had to show out cause her nigga tellin'. Then picked her up and I did the Melvin. Butt naked cookin' shit in the kitchen. Her son ain't like Jody, he man his business. Open your mouth, babe, gon' see the dentist. I had the plan for like 30 minutes. But you keep on sucking, I'm nothing in it. Shots to the face like you photogenic. If you get it back, then I'm about to kill it.
I don't see how he ain't bigger, man, for real.
Yeah. John Ray, we got who your folks? Like, as far as your production, solid. But as far as your people that's supposed to get you out there, what is that, A&R, PA, whatever that shit is called, I don't know. Them, they was lacking. That don't make it step they game.
Like, take all this dick while I smack it up. I told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perk dick. Had to bend over the counter.
Like, he really got that appeal, I feel like. That's crazy.
Yeah, the appeal to actually, like, do something with his music for real.
Yeah, like, he got the appeal.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird that he's, like, not bigger than he is. It's weird to me.
His sound is solid. Production is solid. His videos are pretty solid. Like, I'm just saying, ain't no pretty. They are solid. He do, you know, he's had hosted y'all verses and or he's participating in that and shit like that. I don't know. It's crazy. They hate no Minneapolis. Man, that's what it is.
You ain't never pay renegade flowers. And now you ban me shit. Taking trips, spending all of your dollars.
I told that hoe you should chill out.
Like,
you starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perk dick. Had her bent over the counter. Dicking her down while she back it up. I ain't gonna lie, I was acting up. Like, take all this dick while I smack it up. I told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perk dick. Had her bent over the counter. Dicking her down while she back it up. I ain't gonna lie, I was acting up. Like, take all this dick while I smack it up.
That was John Ray, Perk Hit.
Love that.
Featuring Jazzy. The next song is Bills Again. Hi, Swisher Thoughts. This one don't sound emotional right now. Yeah, yeah. Sound like something a little different.
Many men. Y'all know the fuck you rock is, y'all know the fuck you rock is. 242 fast shit, 2309 shit. 0353 fast 6. 0353 fast 6. Gang. Gang. Come from valets, come from savage, yellow tape. Youngest dying, I ain't lying. Police killing niggas like it's legal. Cause they don't give a fuck about our people. If you not white, they don't care about you either. R.P. the Dizzy, R.P. the Mookie, R.P. my heart. Cause for my life, it's useless. I don't love shit, so I never use it. Just a young nigga trying to survive. I got pain on my mat, so much pain in my ass. And niggas dying in my city, gotta keep it with me. Been up on the ops, one up in the glizzy.
Can you give me a little bit of Chicago drill music, the older shit? Not my kind of music, you know what I'm saying? He RIP him and her and them and all that, so you know what I'm saying, respect or whatever, but I don't like this song though. I don't like this one.
Yeah, it's a no for me, but is it really giving old Chicago drill music to me?
A little bit.
I disagree. What is a no for me? Sorry.
Not about a button, please don't say shit. Please don't fuck with us, we yellow tape shit. That's a crime scene in a new I-4, switch a sweet
or turn around, make me angry with your talk with the choice. Go ahead, smack for that thing, man.
Shit, you know you can't run. I go do a dick, you know you can't come. Turn up on a bitch, you know that ain't none. Yeah, they see the casual, who gon' take some? Damn. Up this big ass Glock and fucking shake some. Damn. Police hate my
county,
yeah, we hate them.
I like they try to do a little bit of a different message, a little bit, I guess, you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, I don't know. I ain't feeling this one, though, man.
Yeah, I already said what I said. I'm glad you ain't start with this, Bills, because this had you on a few episodes back, baby. I probably would have known you had you started with this shit. You maneuver with that, right?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, Bills had me hooked at the beginning, but like as it's going on, like, you know what I'm saying? I've heard other songs I like, but the ones he's sending right now, as far as what I'm playing on today's episode, I'm not really feeling that much of Bills' music today.
But lucky for us, I feel like Bills got them locked and loaded. So
yeah, he got hella music.
Yo, y'all, we going into the next song, and it's a young man by the name of Louis Blaze. He from the Paul. Okay, shout out to St. Paul. I don't cross the border, but shout out to y'all. He was actually given to me by my homeboy Chill, David Anderson. This used to be a former student of his, so shout out to him and Chill. Let's do it.
I'm never acting off emotion. I know that actions show behavior. If you got some habits cause a damage, just hope you're not asking for a savior. Cause I cannot save you, just lead by example and show you how I learn to save myself. If I drop an album and nobody listening, I can't complain, gotta blame myself. That speak to your character, you know your destiny. I always knew and thought that this was meant for me. I feel it in my heart, all of this energy always in motion, just like the waves in the sea. Shift the facility.
So, with this, I like his cover art. This is cute. I like the little thing. I don't know, the little spinner, this is a bomb-ass cover art to me.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Not only that is, y'all know I'm biased to old-school music, so of course when I hear this, I'm already kind of sold because it's a bop. It's some shit that I can instantly to. But I fuck with it. I don't know. I'm listening to what he's saying, but, you know, I'm caught on the bass line in the hood because it's some shit that I know. But I ain't mad at it.
Selling the soap. We not the same if you selling your soul. They label you felon and pray for your failure. Man, I can't believe that you fell for the hopes. You can't smell what is under your nose. We under a spell and they let us inhale all the devil's letters that don't let us excel. Might not have the juice, well, I got flavored water. Keep myself esteemed so that train is propelled. Staying on track, blocking out the distractions. I am the conductor of my mental health. So
he rides the beat well with his flow.
I just gave you a like in your video, Louis Blaze. I'm fucking with the song, you know what I'm saying? I like the little, the old school Ludacris little mix into it, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with it. You definitely can rap, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm interested to hear what other kind of music you got, but yeah, I'm fucking with this. I get it's a strong 7 as well.
Yeah. So shout out to you once again. This is Louis Blaze.
Be where the money maker stack it bands up. Have to understand when to stand up. Be pippin' all over the world. Could probably get your girl to come and give me a back rub in a bathtub. Call it black love. Break her back down, put her back up. That'll be your payback for when you act up. Why you in my business, better back up. Or we'll put you in the back of the trunk. Be packing you up and shipping you off like UPS. To tell your homie you'll be next. I'm used to being the best. So when I meet somebody better, I'll be truly impressed. Been on the road, my bullets point at you and your crew. Got a multiple choice like I'm doing a test. I grew my name, I grew respect. Don't need a group, don't need a set.
Yeah, he can definitely rap for real. He can rap.
Fuck that. This nigga birth control is awesome.
Well, I got a pistol on me because the word red. The faith without work is dead, and I plan on living only.
Roll out, roll it, roll it. Roll out, roll it, roll it. Roll out, roll it, roll it.
I damn near want to give him an 8. Like, as I keep listening to it, I fuck with that song.
Me 3.
Yeah, I fuck with it, man. Shout out to you.
Good job, Chu.
I'm gonna say this real quick. I'm gonna try to be quick. First of all, the whole time you're rapping, about 10 seconds, and everyone to say something, but I'm so trying to hear what he's saying, I ain't want to cut him off. That's a good sign.
We not the same if you sell it yourself.
Yeah, nice little flow.
You fell for the hopes you can't smell what is under your nose. We under a spell and they let us in hell. All the devils let us, they don't let us excel. Might not have the juice while I got flavored water. Keep myself a stink so that train is propelled.
But what would you rate? What would you rate that song?
Out of 10.
1 through 10, what would you rate Louis Blaze, Lula Flow?
I like it. I would say 8.
Okay, so with this next song, we got Louis Blaze again. This song is called Refresh, and you can catch it on YouTube. Find it on YouTube. Sorry.
In this life, we just want to go up the score. Till you finally learn that less is more.
I feel like he likes to do a lot of covers, because don't somebody got a song with something like that? Like, I mean, not covers, because he's using his own words.
No, you're saying the right shit, because I don't know what to call it either, but he redo a lot of songs, and that was my exact thought. I can't think whose song, I want to say anybody, Youngboy.
Yeah, somebody's whole first song. Is
and it's like Young Thug.
Somebody. Yeah, that one.
When you got somebody else's bone, but at least you got to say, running them digits. Yeah, let me run them back. My bad, Louis.
This flesh, it had me torn. In this life, we just want to go up the score. Till you finally learn that less is more. And that shit minor, we too major. Setback minor, comeback major. They too minor, we too major. Yeah. That shit minor, we too major. Setback minor, comeback major. They too minor, we too major. Yeah. Wait, I'm hungry, now give me my plate. I'm putting on for the state. Minnesota born and raised. And I'ma rap it to the grave. And I fight for freedom cause I'm brave. I can never ever be afraid. Not an Alexander, but I'm great. Yeah. Really was stuck in the maze. That opportunity running away. I had to catch it and pick up the pace.
I like that. He didn't go with they flow for the verses too.
Yeah. But I do like, I kinda like this.
No longer a name, they don't know your face. I make you disappear without a trace. I make you disappear without a trace. Showing these niggas that I got magic. It's looking real tragic, I finna let them have it. And hide them in the attic, you hide in the attic. Say I'm just average, sound like a hate. Now a bunch of body parts being found by the lake.
I like it.
Yeah, me too, I'm gonna give it an 8. Don't forget this one an 8.
I'm gonna give it an 8. I'm still at a 7.5, that's my number, I feel like.
We just wanna go up the score. Till you finally learn that less is more. Yeah.
Like, I can see myself actually going to listen to this song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Being in the mood to hear this song.
Yeah. He do have a lot of music, too, online. You see, he seem to got a lot of shit on here. So y'all go check him out once again on YouTube. That's Louis Blaze. It's spelled L-E-W-I-E-E, by the way.
I'm on my time, that's the flavor, boy. Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, his visuals are decent, so yeah, definitely go check him out. His visuals is decent. And it looked like it's shot by at Bando Films. Good, they got good visuals.
LOL, got my bank up. Like a lieutenant, I ranked up. I'm with my soldiers, we ready for war. You must be ready to speak to the Lord. I cannot wait till I'm going on tour. This world is mine.
You think the boys will listen to him?
Yeah, it would. Yeah. well, this song, yeah.
Feeling refreshed, now I'm reborn.
Tell Poppy, come on, man. He want to be on the, he want to send his music in to the review. Shout out to Poppy. It's his birthday. Hey, Bills, you might got some competition out there, boy, boy. Bye, bye. Oh, no.
That was Louis Blaze with Refresh. I'm giving that an 8, man.
Yeah. All right. I'll be sold on the 8.
Alright, so with this next song, we got Old Boy with Sneaky Link.
This is a slow down version of Quicksand too.
The feeling is mutual. I know that you peeping. Let me in that valley with secrets I hid. We both know this love is forbidden. Somehow we both getting in where we fit in. Feel like forever, but it's just the weekend. She driving the boat, and I'm on the deep end. In public, oh, yeah. Keep it strategic. Yet I'm the couple of sexual demon.
Hit my line. Whenever homeboy ain't acting right, hit me anytime, day or at night. You know the sex is better when it ain't right.
Okay, so I like the beat because it reminds me of a slow down version of Quicksand, and I like Quicksand, but as far as like the lyrics and how it goes with the beat, not so much.
Yeah, it's like decent to me. He got a little bit of that Aaliyah. Is it your body, nobody, whatever. He's saying a little bit of Leo words, and it remind me of that a little bit of that. But yeah, it's a cool little track. It's cool.
From behind, knock out your spine. Shorty ride me Kawasaki. Creaming on me, Kafatapi. Your head be so sloppy. Oh, Jeremiah and Drizzy say, I'm about to catch a body. I love that thing that you do when you do before getting on it. Like you grab on that dick and you spin on it.
Just that I could hear people, you know, listening to it. Like I said, that younger crowd, maybe. I say you got the audience from like 22 to 25.
Yeah, it's not a bad song at all. Yeah. Like, yeah, I fuck with it. I could definitely see people rocking with it. I don't really listen to much of the this type of music. You know what I'm saying? But
it's cause
yeah,
we old. Older, I ain't old. I still got one more.
Whenever homeboy ain't acting right.
I think I like the chorus.
Yeah, I fuck with the chorus hard, yeah.
You know the sex is better when it ain't right. Girl, you know the sex is better when it ain't. Girl, if I let this go, I'm irresponsible.
I like the way it sounds, whatever, the way he's doing his voice for the chorus.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, the flow for the beat of the song ain't bad, but it's kind of, it ain't a slow song, but... I don't know how you would speed it down and it makes sense either. So
yeah, it gives you like reminiscence of a slow song.
Yeah.
But when he rapping kind of fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like the beat and the chorus, like I fuck with it. It's like not my type of music once again. Like I said, the other songs we listen to. But like all in all, it's a good song though.
I'll give it a 6.
I'm gonna give it a
I'm like, you don't come to 5.
Nah, 7. I was gonna say 6.5. Because it's like not my kind of music, but I can recognize that it is a good song, though.
All right, I'm going to say my 6.
My line. Whenever homeboy ain't acting right. Hit me anytime, day or at night. You know the sex is
bad. Hey, for us to be not a man, nobody, but somebody low key, don't do me. We be giving out some tough ratings. Motherfuckers can't get an 8 out of it. It's hard.
You know what I should do? I should put a couple of my little verses on here so people I judge, they be like, nigga, I heard your weak ass shit at the intro or the outro. I should throw some of my little, because I got a little verse I'm playing around on this shit. And, I should throw some shit out there.
And guess what? That's my man, and I'ma stick beside him. Now what Gabrielle said, y'all.
Pussy in my face, and I'ma hit it from behind. Knock out your spine, shorty, ride me Kawasaki. Creaming on me, Cafetopi, your head be so sloppy. Oh, Jeremiah and Drizzy say, I'm about to catch a body. I love that thing that you do when you do before getting on it. Like you grab on that dick and you spin on it. Just that dangly thing and you lick on it. You make a...
Just a man on the witness. It's the beginning of Quicksand.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
Stayed down till I was up and I ain't stopping, man. Bitch took my kids to Houston because I'm a Rockets fan. You get back with your love and I don't love these hoes. Bitch look clean, we got some dirty ass underclothes. P's different. Yes, getting rained before school. I'm just trying to pass a test. If you see me with your chick, remember who you supposed to check. I ain't fighting over hoes. Talk to her about respect.
No, you can't tell nobody, cause I'm not just anybody. It's
that beat and chorus go crazy. I fuck with that shit.
Come and let me beat it up like Rocky. Shorty, you're one of a kind. It's beating that box up a crime, so sweet and divine. Put that pussy in my face, and I'ma hit it from behind.
Crazy shit is, I like this song more now than I did when I first heard it. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, it's cool. So I wouldn't really play it or nothing, but now it's still like shit. Now I fuck with it, though.
Girl, if I let this go, are you responsible? No, you can't tell nobody, cause I'm not just anybody.
How you feel about that one?
It was alright.
It's alright. Damn, you already feeling that one? What would you rate that 1 through 10?
Like 7.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. Nah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's it's actually that, that's actually.
I like the flow. I like the flow. The beats are alright. But it's just the weekend. She's driving the boat, and I'm on the deep end. I don't know. What do you think? Did he say any bars hit you?
As far as the bars, it was like nothing that like crazy that stood out like that. You know what I'm saying? But I like the beat. I fuck with the beat. I fuck with the chorus and the little bridge. So, all in all, I say it's a good song. I fuck with it. I give it a strong
7.5.
I don't know how you even pronounce this, but it's Diomedes music video by Lyricist the artist.
Hype now, shit. Pipe down, let you get pipe down, chick. Right now, how I'm feeling right now. Twist out the fit, man, she gonna have a major fit. Pussy so wet, I brought a raincoat. Cock back, man, she made me shoot like Django.
Man, he should have had this shit like mastered and all of that, because you can already tell it's like not, it don't sound professional at all.
Homeboy lost his pumpkin, homeboy up to something. You can't tell me nothing. I'm just playing seeds. They gon' be some monsters. This ain't alchemy. I make something come from nothing. I make enemies when these bitches swarm at functions. What do they mean? I do not have what's in me. I take action, act the scene with white rhino as my green. I don't use no lean, but I told her lean on me. I'm so messy, but I'm clean as can be. She just wanna come. I have one J-O-B. Ask him what the fuck they saying. Ask him what they mean. Big booties, it's like Pokemon saying capture me. Hey, so I'm gonna show him something real quick, real quick. Probably think I'm bluffing. Big bottles, David Ruffin. Good karma in the air, don't want no repercussions. Right now, how I'm feeling right now. Twist out the fit.
He got hella views. He got a good amount of likes on it and shit. I don't know, it's different. It's kind of weird to me, but I think it's Diomedes. How do you say this shit, bro? Hold up,
so dope. She gonna get a fix or something.
Diomedes? Diomedes? I don't know. That's how I would say. I'm not sure. Diomedes.
to nothing. I'm the random button metronome, black sheep. Ringer at your dome, swept her off her feet. She was left alone, janitorial for all the tired rappers. This is your memorial. She did it for the glory, though. I put her through a portal hole. Then I ate her like an Oreo. If
we you're not fucking with it?
Not, no, no. I don't like it. I ain't gonna lie. You fucking with it?
Nah, I'm just high in the flow and the vibe I'm vibing right now. That's
okay,
it, bro.
Dude,
I'm not paying attention to the lyrics at all. I'm gonna keep you 100 with you.
Have him looking like a zombie, try to take it from me. And you don't gotta hit my stomach just to know I'm hungry. I'm gonna play my fucking role and I was never dummy. Haters get too big, straight some mouth, just call them bunnies. Vamp life, act right till it's sunny. If you see a red bone out here walking funny, I was looking for some bunnies.
He's funny as hell with his visual, the images that popping up. Like this nigga, he you can tell he definitely got a personality. He probably goofy as hell.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Right now, how I'm feeling right now, twist out the fit, Michigan.
Pushing it up.
I fuck with that. Yeah, I like that right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. You got your little Georgia accent there, right there. Mm-hmm. He said, I like it right there. Georgia came out with it.
Pussy so wet, I brought a raincoat. Pop that, man, she made me shoot like Django.
The song title and artist is going to be in the bio. Make sure I check the bio out because I don't know how to say this shit. But Dio Midi's music video by lyricist or artist. That's on YouTube. All right, so I'm low key. This is the last song for the night, right? And
it better be Eugene, though.
Yeah,
Boogeyman.
Dre and Eugene, the dude for the two guys from last episode. They had the Boogeyman song and the Chinese food and Mota. I'm interested to see what they got going on, you feel me? Because their last shit was good and interesting last time. And today's episode has not been all that great. Sorry for those listening, but hopefully we can end with a bang. So we got Dre and Eugene, song called Owls.
The gathering dusk cast its magical spell. And life begins
like
to
cover
stir in the deepening twilight. Gliding on hushed wings and striking.
One thing about them, if nothing else, they are going to be creative.
Yeah. Y'all should go check them out. The cover art on this kind of dope.
Yeah, for real.
Ain't afraid of the talk, ain't afraid of the dark. When it get quiet, that's when it starts. My owls don't mess with rats, acting foul, no coming back. That's wisdom, where they find that. All these bunnies, they getting snapped. Ooh, ooh. Ain't afraid of the dark, ain't afraid of the dark. Ooh, ooh. When it get quiet, that's when it starts. My owls don't mess with rats, acting foul, no coming back. That's wisdom, where they find that. All these bunnies, they getting snapped. My niggas.
So I only laugh at the beginning of this because I just wasn't expecting to be hit with the who or anything of such immediately.
You see we peep, live from a mile. Eat, 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 the parliament feast. Every time the rodents put me on trial. They think I'm a snake, I'm really an owl. They think it's venom, it's really my bow. Maybe I'm spider, I'm out on the prowl. Spinning in a web and I'm making a scowl.
I love that for you, owls do eat snakes.
What a cash cow, she want me to beat it. Pow, 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 nigga. Who is you? Just another
Derek like this too.
Yeah, up,
he sold
up,
on
yeah.
That. This nigga be around the house.
I feel like he belong in Bone Thugs and Harmony or something. Is he light skinned with braids?
Doing the most. Now I'm a brag. Fuck yes, I'm a boast. Great horn out. Reses my post. Bring her a towel. My drip flood the coast. Too much knowledge. Niggas will drown. Not enough thinking. Turn bozos to clowns.
I think I like it too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fucking with it.
Submit to a real nigga now. Since you bitches wanna be up in real nigga eyes around all these real niggas, wow.
These niggas creative as hell, man. I fuck with them.
Once again, like that boogeyman. That was the other one.
They remind me too of like, it seemed like, I don't know them, you know what I'm saying? I could be wrong. But I feel like they might be from the hood, maybe not, but they not trying to be hard. You know what I'm saying? They just making creative music. And I fuck with it, though. I fuck with these niggas, man. Shout out to them.
What you think they is? Like the big boy, Andre 3000, more leaning towards the Andre 3000. Like, they was on the hood, but they got, like, maybe not his lane of creative, but, like, maybe that's a bad example.
No, I get what you're saying, though.
Comparison, but, like, yes, they probably are from the inner city and the hood, probably gonna sing some shit, all that, but, like, like you said, they ain't really trying to portray the hood shit.
Right.
But gliding on hushed wings. I don't know. Striking with
lightning speed. I fuck with them.
The owls. Yeah, their songs, at least if anything, have you probably singing that shit randomly.
You feel me? They creative, they got good beats, like they say little catchy shit. Like, I fuck with them. That's a good way to end this motherfucker, man.
Okay. See, that's why people always try to steal your thing. You're doing it first.
Hey.
I was not ready for real owl songs. I mean, sounds.
Hey, man, y'all keep sending y'all music in, but once again, it's your homeboy Cuffed.
And your girl Mika.
It's the Brain Surfing Podcast. Thanks for catching these waves. This is sleep, we put them in cloud. Creep, 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 we've been watching a while. You see, we peep, live from a mile. Eat, 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 the parliament feast. Every time the rodents put me on trial. I just feel like Drewski gonna have to pay me because we got two artists left. That's fine. In the web and I'm making it scout. It's a full moon and I'm likely to howl. Obsessed with learning, I'm likely an owl. Yeah. Only want beef, what a cat. Pow, 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 nigga. Ooh, 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 ooh. Who is you? Yeah. Just another bird of prey. Go by the name of Dre. Bird of prey. What I'm finna say today. Beats and bitches quite the buffet. Obsessed with learning. Inside of parliament as all A's. Goo, cool, ooh, ooh. Anansi, Nana, Bojo, how many leases a day to get to the center? Who knew your girl do? Taxing to be biased, only day I pulled away. Final rating.
So, excuse my French, 10 out of 10. Great beat, great lyrics, great flow. Everything about the song was great. Would definitely listen to again and would definitely recommend. I would also check out other songs by this artist. So, 10 out of 10. Break the basics, 10 out of 10. The flow was great. It was just oddly great. I enjoyed the lyrics, the flow, everything just went well together. I do like a little alternative, I guess you could compare it to. But yeah, 10 out of 10. Would definitely listen to, add it to my Spotify. And I would definitely recommend to check out his other stuff. Oh, John Ray, 10 out of 10. That is like the type of rap that I enjoy listening to. The way the beat and the lyrics went together. Everything was just great. Would definitely listen to and add it to my Spotify. Would definitely recommend. Overall, great artist. And yeah, the song was dope.
Alright, so I've already noticed, like, I record a segment with one person and go over it again with another person, and then realize after hearing the song more than one time, I learned to appreciate it a little bit more. So at the end of every episode, like this, from now on, I'm gonna give my final rate of each song. So for Bills, Boys in the Hood, I'm going to give that song a 6. Not sure what I gave it before, but I'm going to give it a 6. Hopkins Traffic by Dre, I'm going to give that a 6 as well. Young Tufa Verbal, I'm going to give that a 3. It's actually called Verbal Altercations, my bad, Tufa. Bills Yops, I'm going to get at a 7.5, 8. I fuck with that song. The more I heard that, I'm like, yo, this song actually do go hard. It's not just for young people. I fuck with it. Break the Basics Drive, I give y'all 2, 3. No. I'm sorry. I'm going to say a 5 for that one. Old Boy Sneaky Leak, the one with the Eminem sample type shit, I get at a 7, 7.5. Mac Irv, Excuse My French, I get at about a 7. Bills with Wishes, I get at, that really one for me, I get at maybe a 4 or 5. Oh Boy, Remember That Freestyle, I get at about the same thing, 4 or 5. Maybe it's, no, that's the one that the bars got better as it went on. I get that one a 6.5. Maybe a 6, 6.5. John Ray featuring Jazzy Perk hit, I'm getting, giving that an 8, 8.5. That shit a banger for real. Bills, Higher, Swisher Thoughts, I'm going to get at a, I'm gonna get at a 4, 5, 4, 5, something like that. Louis Blaze, Luda Flow, you get a strong 7.5. Louis Blaze, Refresh, I give you a 6.5 for that, maybe a 7. Old Boy, Sneaky Link, the one with the harmonizing on the chorus, not the first one with the Eminem sample thing on there. I get at a 7.5. That shit actually went hard. I had to hear it 2 or 3 times to really catch it like that, but yeah, I fuck with that one. Dio Mendes, music video by Lyricist the Artist. I'm not even sure, like, what your real rap name is. Hope I'm getting that shit right, bro. But, yeah, I'm gonna give you a, you get a 6 from me, my final one. And then Dre and Eugene. I fuck with y'all, man. Y'all creativity and the fact that y'all so comfortable being y'all and y'all shit just don't sound like other artists, that puts y'all high on my list, I ain't gonna lie. But y'all song, 8.5. But once again, it's your homeboy Cuff. Thanks for catching these waves.
Story time.
There, he went out there. Damn, no. It was just me and you and them Asian boys jumped on or tried to jump on.
Oh, them. Yeah.
We were chilling on Casey.
I went out there because I remember you was telling me about that little incident.
Yeah, right.
That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Hell no, that shit was funny as hell. The niggas had like poles and chains and shit.
I took off soon as the niggas, I didn't even know they was gonna do that. As soon as he swung though, I took off on that bitch.
Yeah, if you wasn't there, I would have been fucked up.
Man, I'm like, man, what the fuck?
I'd have been fucked up, boy. Cause that nigga, he swung that bitch, I blocked it. But it, the way it hit my forearm, nigga, that shit was ringing.
That shit was swollen like a
nigga. Oof.
That's the last time I just know I'm swinging that bitch at you and he just fighting with the nigga trying to get the pole from his ass.
Then your ass stole on him. It gave me time to like kind of recuperate a little bit.
Yeah. And we went around the corner. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm wrestling this motherfucker around the corner. I got the nigga with the pole and the chain.
Yeah. And then the other nigga ran up on me, and then 2 niggas we with, I think they ran off and some shit. Well, that shit was crazy.
You pussy ass, bro.
Yeah. That shit was crazy, the motherfucker.
And that's crazy. That's the only incident like I can think of like we really got into it, like me and you, like.
Yeah. Yeah, we was always cool in this shit. We ain't really getting into it with nobody like that.
I'm like, oh shit, that shit like, oh, I was ready to hurt that motherfucker, boy. I mean, man, no, you done swung on the wrong nigga. Fuck, no, that's my motherfucking brother. No, nigga.
Hey, man, I was so... Yeah, I told that story 100 times, bro. I was so lucky your ass was right there. Because, bro, that shit hurting so bad, nigga. Like my whole spot, like from my elbow to my hand, all my shit was like frozen up. Mm. Like it was stiff for a good 2-3 minutes. I couldn't really like, nigga, that shit was fucked, man.
Hey,
That shit was rough.
Hey, I be loving type of shit like that. You said with all them ages, I would have had fun with their dumb ass.
But look, they ran off though as soon as like, I don't know why they ran off.
They ran off because like, okay, so
it was only two of us.
But towards the end of it though, two niggas was on you, but you wasn't struggling with them niggas though. And then I wasn't struggling, so they basically just gave the fuck up. Yeah, they might have got like one good hit. I got hit in my forearm. I think you got hit with a chain or some shit. You got hit with.
Yeah, I got hit with that shit on the chain. Yeah, I got hit with the chain on my side because I was wrestling with the nigga that hit you with the pole.
Right.
I wouldn't let go of that motherfucking pole.
Right.
And it's crazy. That Asian boy wouldn't let go of that pole for nothing.
Right.
I was like, damn, I gotta battle this nigga, muscle this nigga, and I gotta dodge this nigga swinging his chain at me.
Hey, if one of them niggas would have stayed with us and didn't run, we could have really fucked them up for real.
Y'all was on Pain and Case.
Pain and Case, though. Hell yeah. The bus stop where we
so where was all the guys at?
Nobody was out there. It was just me and Cud just chilling at the bus stop.
No, it was two people with us though.
Oh, it was our Zeta and her sister.
No. Wait, it was two dudes with us though.
Two dudes.
Mike G, no one around there.
No, not Mike.
It was a dark skinned dude with braids.
Ooh.
Who was right there?
Hey, hold on, was he tall or short, cuz?
I can't really remember names and shit, like it was like
hey, that was D. What the fuck is his name? D Block. That was D Block. That was D Block.
I think that's right.
D Block. I remember now for a fucking fact. That was D Block. That was D Block and fucking I forgot who else.
But yeah, D Block, I think that's right. That sound right.
Yeah. The little nigga, D-Block, you know.
D Block ain't jumping to that shit.
And do nah. Shit. No, because remember, after Asian boy took off on Cuz, I was around the corner and shit with fighting these niggas. I didn't see nothing after that.
Yeah, and then I'm like.
His business.
Yeah, then like basically two niggas on J Rock, and then another nigga ran up on me after the dude hit me.
Louis never went out there either, cause usually Louis never be out there. New all them.
Nah, we wasn't thick. We wasn't thick like that day. That day.
Oh, it was just us. It was me, cuz Arzetta.
Cause he right. Usually it was a whole bunch of motherfuckers out there, but that day it wasn't.
Nope. And then the little nigga come up with his people talking about. Oh, these the people that jumps you? We telling these motherfuckers, no, we didn't know. We don't even know, no. And they still come back.
Man, bruh. It was only, I think it was two of them. But then, like,
it was two of them, yep.
Out of nowhere, like, three more came? Yep. Four more? Some shit.
Yeah. It was like, okay. As soon as they came back, it was a grip of them. It was like, They reassuring themselves like
yeah it was a few of them motherfuckers
like okay this the nigga that these the niggas that whatever jumped you the stupid ass Asian retarded ass boy was like yeah and then after that
but look though
automatically he swung on you
and hey look but check me out though it's one part you saying wrong though that ain't what he said what he said was because he specifically asked me he was like hey I heard you you hit my little brother, my little cousin, some shit. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, that was you, right? I put my foot down. I'm like, nigga, no. And then he like, I think he walked off and came. But did he walk off?
No, they walked off. Remember, it was Arzetta, everybody at the bus stop was telling him, no, what the fuck, no. Everybody was at the bus stop.
Yeah, everybody started saying no. I can't remember if he walked off and came back, but all I know is next thing you know, he swung that motherfucking little pole thing.
They did walk off. They did walk off. Cause
man.
They walked off, and then, yeah, they came back with, I don't know how many niggas, I don't know.
It was a few of them. It was more of them than it was of us, for sure.
Yeah, there we go.
The niggas had poles and shit. Hell no.
Hey, that was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah, day was crazy as hell.
I would have chased that bitch down.
Niggas' hands and shit was swollen for like. Shit was swollen for like a month.
Man, it was that long?
Yeah, my shit, I remember my shit was swollen for a good little minute. I couldn't hoop or nothing. That shit was hurt like a motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit.
I thought it healed up quick. I don't know. He hit you right.
Your shit lasted for, cause you had you got hit on your like your pinky or some shit had swelled up too.
Yeah, my pinky. Yeah, and I got hit on my side and my black marks and shit on my side.
Right.
And my pinky was fucked up.
Yeah, that shit was swollen for a good little week or two.
Story time.
Yeah, now today's story is kind of funny, right? So years ago, over 10 years ago, I used to have this lady come to my crib. And it was funny as hell because all she wanted to do was suck my dick. Yeah, I'm getting straight to this shit. Like, she was tall. She was like 6'3" or some shit. You know what I mean? Goofy as hell looking. Looked like fucking Daffy the Duck or some shit. Like, she was not appealing at all. No cap, right? But anyway. Yeah, I don't know. She thought I was cute. I ended up on some goofy shit. Gave her my number. Long story short, all she really wanted to do was come to the crib like twice a week and just suck my dick. I'm like, bet. Now, one day it got interest. And she used to get ass. She want me ass naked. She want herself ass naked. She didn't want no clothes with neither one of us. Like, none of that, right? Now, one day it got interesting because I reached my hand down to rub her pussy and that motherfucker was crazy. So I'm like, yo, you gotta let me get a little, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta let me get a little sample of that thing or something. But, you know, she came through plenty of times after that. And even that time there, she would not let me hit. You know what I mean? So I never got the hit. But she always came through like twice a week, gave me some of the best hit ever. And the way the relationship ended, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't dating, but we was in contact for a while. And the way it ended was one day, she tried to eat my ass and she tried to stick a finger in my ass. And that's the end of that story.